Hello and welcome to Kiri. I'm your host, Matt, and today we're unpacking three fascinating stories shaping oncology care. We'll discuss the head-to-head trial that reaffirms a decades-old treatment for head and neck cancer, explore reassuring findings about a condition that often raises unnecessary concerns, and finish with a promising new therapy that could transform breast cancer care. Let's start with the results of the NRG-H4 trial, a study that compared two alternatives to cisplatin for patients with head and neck squamous cell carcinoma. Cisplatin paired with radiotherapy has long been the gold standard for treating locally advanced disease, but for patients who can't tolerate cisplatin due to conditions like kidney impairment or hearing loss, oncologists have lacked clarity on the best substitute. Enter the trial, which pitted cetuximab, a targeted drug, against durvalumab, an immunotherapy. At a median follow-up of over 2 years, cetuximab significantly outperformed durvalumab, with a 2-year progression-free survival rate of 64% compared to 51%. Durvalumab not only failed to match cetuximab's efficacy, but was also linked to a higher rate of treatment deaths. These findings underscore cetuximab's role as the superior alternative for cisplatin-ineligible patients, a relief for clinicians seeking evidence-based guidance. While immunotherapy has revolutionized treatments for other cancers, its pairing with radiotherapy in this population appears less effective. For oncologists, the takeaway is clear. Cetuximab remains the better option until further data suggests otherwise. Now, shifting gears to a topic that's more about easing concerns than sparking new treatment strategies, the relationship between eosinophilic esophagitis, or EoE, and esophageal cancer. EoE is a chronic inflammatory condition of the esophagus that's become increasingly common, particularly in developed countries. Historically, some have speculated that EoE could increase the risk of esophageal cancer, but a recent large-scale study has put those fears to rest. The study, which followed patients over a decade, found no significant association between EoE and esophageal cancer. For patients and providers, this is excellent news. It means we can focus on symptom management and quality of life without the shadow of an unproven cancer risk looming over care. As a reminder, effective management of EoE often includes dietary modifications, pharmacological interventions like proton pump inhibitors or topical steroids, and in severe cases, esophageal dilation. But what this study tells us is that we don't need to add unnecessary screenings or escalate patient anxiety over a cancer risk that isn't there. It's a reassuring message backed by robust data, and it should help us all breathe a little easier. Finally, let's turn to the latest buzz in advanced breast cancer treatment, Elumestrant, an oral selective estrogen receptor degrader, or SERD. The Amember-3 trial revealed that Elumestrant is not only effective, but also convenient, offering an oral alternative to injectable SERDs like Fulvestrant. For patients with ESRM mutant hormone receptor positive HER2 negative breast cancer, Elumestrant reduced the risk of disease progression or death by 38% compared to standard treatments. When paired with the targeted therapy abemaciclib, progression-free survival stretched from 5.5 months to over 9 months. And the icing on the cake? Elumestrant was well tolerated, with side effects like diarrhea and fatigue remaining manageable. Why does this matter? Injectable SERDs, while effective, are often inconvenient and painful, requiring clinic visits for administration. By contrast, Elumestrant's oral formulation could dramatically improve patient compliance and quality of life. While we await FDA approval, the strong trial results signal a bright future for this therapy. Oncologists should start preparing to incorporate it into their treatment arsenal, especially for patients with ESROM mutations or those seeking less invasive options. And that wraps up today's episode of Curie. From reaffirming cetuximab's value in head and neck cancer to debunking myths about EoE and highlighting a game-changing breast cancer therapy, today's stories remind us why evidence-based practice matters. Thanks for joining me, Matt, on this journey through the latest in oncology. Be sure to share this episode with your colleagues and let us know what topics you'd like to hear about next. Until next time, stay curious and keep making a difference.